I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious persecution has affected people in Sudan regardless of their own backgrounds. However, Ilya Jadi, the African Bureau Chief at World Watch Monitor, says the government is scaling back on persecution. Believers are wondering if this change will last. Jadi says Sudan...
It's an Islamic regime, and I think it's not going to change. But the way they are dealing or treating a religious minority, particularly Christian, may change. Because it's about politics. If the U.S., for example, is putting some pressure on the Sudanese government, definitely we will see some improvement.
Jadi says persecution can be a tool for growth in the church. So pray that the church in Sudan will continue growing in population and strength. And yesterday was Thanksgiving, and that means Giving Tuesday is right around the corner. As we thank the Lord for His blessings, we can go on to bless others. One community that could use our encouragement is the Ugandan Deaf Christian Community. Deaf Bible Society recently sent a team to visit Ugandan deaf believers and was moved by the desire to know God's Word. Deaf Bible's Kristen Dodd says this Giving Tuesday, Deaf Bible's raising $2,800 to encourage deaf Christians in their ministry in Uganda.
The reason that that is the number and it's so specific is because $28 will train and equip one deaf person to share God's Word with at least 10 deaf people in their community. So in total, we're hoping to be able to equip and train 100 people in the Ugandan deaf community to share the Bible.
So if you're moved to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.